The topic of this year is not gift ideas and is not advertising for any store. The topic is if you are a guest by someone's house for Shabbos and you want to be a good guest, so you get a gift for them before you go. The problem is that if you go to the person's house and give them a gift, you're not sharing it with them. You're not giving to them like we'll share something together. You're giving them a gift. You're giving it to them. So giving a gift on Shabbos could be usher. So we're going to talk about if it's usher and how if it is usher, how to make it, how to do it in a way that's mutter. So first, we have to understand why it should be usher. So buying and selling on Shabbos is usher. That's for sure. Not to buy and sell things on Shabbos. Why is that usher? Why not to buy and sell anything on Shabbos? So the Rambam says the reason is because this gzera, we're scared you might end up writing down the transaction, you might record the transaction. So because we're afraid you might write it down, that's why we say you can't make any transaction with the sale. Rashi says that reason. He adds another reason. He says, from the Pasuk of Matzah Chavtzacha, you shouldn't do anything which is a weekday type of thing. So because doing transactions is not the right thing to do on Shabbos, so you shouldn't do it. Not because of Gzera, for a different reason, for the Pasuk. Now the Rambam says, not only is sales usher, giving a gift also is usher. And probably for the same reason as a sale is usher, the same idea. It's transferring from one person's rishus to another person's rishus, giving one person probably another person, giving it to someone else. So for the same reason why sale is usher, giving a gift also would be usher. The problem is we find places that giving a gift is mutter. One example is in Mishnah and Sukkah talks about. And on Sukkot, people would give each other esrog. They give each other esrog. The way to do it to be yotzei the mitzvah is to make it his own. How do you make it his own? You give the guy a matana, and in order to get it back, a matana menasahach, so you give it a matana, you give it a present on condition he gives it back. But as long as it's a real present. So why is that mutter if it's not, I'll give a present to Shabbos? And the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos on the Mishnah and Sukkah says, a matana on Yom Tov is mutter. He makes it sound like it's across the board. The question is why? So, there's a Gemara in Be'ah. The Gemara has a Shaila. It's on the paper, the Gemara has a Shaila. If someone does not make an Erev Tashilin, and he's stuck on Yom Tov without any food, so we're trying to help the guy out to have food for Yom Tov. So the Gemara has a shayla. We know for sure he's not allowed to make food himself. The question is his ingredients also usher to be used to make food in Yom Tov? Is the isser only on him himself? But his food, his own ingredients are mutter. So give it to someone else, then the guy can make the food for him. Or is the ingredients also usher? And the Gemara says, what's nafkamina? So the Gemara answer, Nachmina, is if you have to give it as a gift to someone else, in order for that person to make the food for you, so you can have food for Yom Tov. So it sounds like from that Gemara that giving a gift in Yom Tov is mutter. The question is why? So the Ran in there says the reason why it's mutter is because that type of gift talking about over there is without any kinyan. There's no two-way transaction. When they said it said now to make a gift transaction only if there's a two-way transaction, like I said, one person gives something, other person makes a kinyan seder. Some sort of kinyan is happening, whereas the gift we're talking about over there are just, I'm giving it to the person. There's no kinyan seder. All I'm doing is giving it to him. The person moves it with mashicha, and then because that's not a transaction similar to a sale, that's mutter on Yom Tov. The Mordechai in Dakamara says that the only reason why she's mutter is only if it's because of a mitzvah. If it's not the tzarech mitzvah, and his example of mitzvah, one of his examples of mitzvah is lulav and esrog on sukkah, on sukkahs, to give some lulav and esrog, that's for a mitzvah. And over here also, it sounds like giving someone for a sudas yamtif would be included in the mitzvah maybe, but only for a mitzvah is a mutter. So far we had machlokes Ran and Mordechai is a matana. It's talking about Yom Tov, but there shouldn't be a chilek between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Is it mutter in all cases, as long as there's no kinyan sudr, there's no other kinyan besides for taking the present and just taking it for yourself? That's according to the Ran, that always will be mutter. According to Mordechai, you have to have that the purpose of the present is for a mitzvah. That's the machlokes. Now, going back to the Rambam, which we were asking before, that says that Matana on Yom Tov is mutter. The answer to that is for the same reason. It's talking about a case of a mitzvah. Either over there, it's because of it's a mitzvah, or because you give someone an esrog, well, the person doing it, the person taking it, there's no kin and siddur happening, so that's why it's mutter to take someone's esrog. So we have to understand, what does it mean giving someone for the tzarech mitzvah? Like the Mordechai says, Mishum mitzvah is allowed. What's included in that mishum mitzvah? So is that only that? Is it more than that? We have to figure out what is mitzvah. It's probably included. So the Magen Avraham brings down this Mordechai, and he's going on the Shulchan Aruch on the Ramah, that's on the paper, that says that the minig back then was, they used to make a mishaberech, and he used to say how much money you want to give. But sometimes over there, the minhag over there, it wasn't just give money to tzedakah. Some people used to pledge to give money to the chazan, to the Baal Kaira, not straight to the shul or to the place of the Bris Medrash, but rather to the private person. And the reason why that's mutter, Magen Avraham explains, mishaberech brings it down, is because since you're giving it to the person, because he's for the purpose of a mitzvah, because you're giving it to him because he learned, because he davened, that's also included in the tzarech mitzvah. So the tzarech mitzvah, this has got a little stretch, not just mitzvah for the actual mitzvah of a suda, mitzvah of a mekayim mitzvah, even for the purpose of mitzvah also would be allowed. So the Magen Avraham over here, you're being pesik mice, which is would be also for the same reason. You're being pacing mice, not a pacing mice. The reason why the veer is mutter is because for the same mishum mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham brings down this Mordechai, and he adds on. He says that he says it's pasha that the tzarech Shabbos also would be mutter. Not only mitzvah, anything that tzarech Shabbos is also mutter. So If you bring someone a gift, that's a tzarech Shabbos. You bring them a bottle of wine or some other thing, tzarech Shabbos. So from the simple reading of Magen Avraham, tzarech Shabbos, so it's mutter. It doesn't have to be a food. Anything that you need for Shabbos, it could be a dish. Anything you need for Shabbos. But the raya which Magen Avraham brings is from a Mishnah that says you can bring anything that the person has hanafra. So the Gemara says even tefillin. Here's tefillin you have no use for on Shabbos Yom Tov. But anything a person has hanafra also would be included. So the question is what kind of raya is that? He's saying it's tzarech Shabbos, and he's saying it's tzarech Shabbos, and he's bringing examples for cases where you're not even use it for Shabbos. So in Aruch HaShabbos he says that Magen Avraham means that anything that the person will get hana that you gave him a present, that also is included in tzarech Shabbos, because you're giving the guy some enjoyment. You're giving the guy some sort of hana on Shabbos, also tzarech Shabbos. And the proof is from the proofs that he brings. He brings a proof that something has nothing to do with Shabbos. It must be that tzarech Shabbos doesn't have to mean that you're actually using it on Shabbos. The tzarech Shabbos means that I got hana on Shabbos. The hana could come either from the actual receiving of the gift, or the hana could come from using the gift. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that Tzarech Shabbos means food and drink. It means actual for the Suda. So that obviously pulled the whole gather a little tighter. Not just anything for the use of Shabbos, only food and drink. It's Machlokes of Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. That's Tzarech. So that's the proof, not like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Yeah. The minhag back then was to give presents on Shabbos to Bar Mitzvah, to Chassanim, to Rav. He's to give a present on Shabbos. And Shmuel says that it's not a good thing they're doing because now they're presents on Shabbos Yom Tov. Rav Chashevan says, it's not really clear what he means over there, because he says a few different reasons. I don't know what the Iker reason is, but he says a few different reasons over there why it should be mutter. He says that giving a present is not in no way similar as to making a sale. To make a sale is a problem of the pasuk of Mitzchavtzeva. So that's only talking about the actual business. There's no business. I'm not making money off this. I'm giving the guy a present because I want to be friends with him. So it doesn't fall into that problem at all. He says the problem of writing it down. He says that's also who writes down a gift. To write down the transaction that you made in something where you spend money, where you're going to make money. You're not writing down anything a gift that you gave. So he said the Aruch HaShulchan makes it sound like there's no problem with Chalal. Seems like the Ram, that there's no problem at all of giving a gift. And he said this minute which they had back then of giving gifts on Shabbos to Bar Mitzvah or giving a gift on Shabbos to a Chassan, something like that, there's no problem. So one of the reasons why he said there's no problem, he speaks out, the reason is because that's the time to give it. Since the minute is to give it on Shabbos, it's like Tzerech Shabbos, because that's the proper time to give it. So if that's his svara, then it could be you go to someone's house, then the proper thing is to bring a gift, and could be that would also be called the Tzerech Shabbos, just because you go to someone's house for a suddah, you want to bring something to them. So the tzerech for the suddah that you're going to have comes along with whatever you bring for the suddah. The problem really comes out is if the person is bringing the gift, his own taste doesn't really match up with the person who's receiving the gift. And you buy something, and the guy has zero enjoyment for it, zero time for it all. You bring something, a bottle of wine. What? So if you're gonna bring it, and you're enjoying it, and just letting the guy share your bottle. So besides for being
host again, the must not be the guy. The host doesn't like
the guest. I come to us to bring a bottle of wine. No, you don't like wine. So if I bring it for myself to enjoy, and I'm inviting you to join it with me, so then it's not a gift.
I give it to him.
But normally what happens is, a guy comes to someone's house, he gives him a bottle of wine. Now, he's not telling him, serve it now. If the guy wants to recycle the gift, next time he goes away, he could do that. If the guy wants to put it there in his break fund, because it's a chashuv bottle, he'd also. You're not giving it to the person just to be used right now. So that's why it becomes matana. If you don't get the share of the person, it's not a matana. You come to Kiddush and Shabbos. You're not being kind of the food and the table with a matana from the person sponsoring the Kiddush to your mouth. You have a suda and you're joining in the suda. The problem is over here is actual gift. So, in this person who has this problem that he bought the wrong thing. So, according to the Ram, it's mutter anyway because there's no kindness there, so you're fine. According to the Mordechai, has to be Tzerech Shabbos. Now, what's considered Tzerech Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like Tzerech Shabbos means food and drink. It doesn't just mean food and drink, the actual food and drink. It means food and drink for Shabbos. So if it's going to not be used for Shabbos, whatever reason, then it probably is not included in Tzerech Shabbos.
And at the time I gave it over, I thought he liked it. But I don't
know.
It makes the matana. And the person doesn't like it. So then you gave him something which is not no tzerach Shabbos whatsoever.
When I gave it
for the suit,
I have to also put it down his mouth. No, I mean, I gave it to him. No, like people, you got the suit.
So give him a bottle and a bricks.
Right, same thing.
All the chassanim like to gifts.
No,
they're not getting. They're not getting the gift.
The way
the Hanukkah Rabbis sound like the Hanukkah getting the they're receiving of the gift, not the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah is the actual food. So if I give someone something which is not going to be food for Shabbos, then it just didn't fall into that category.
It has to involve anyone in the family, let's say someone else in the family.
No, anybody. That has to be. I mean, that's what Tzerech Shabbos is. It has to be. He's a Tzerech Shabbos. The Mordechai has lashon Tzerech Mitzvah. The Magavron stretches Tzerech Shabbos. So, the way to get out of all problems, if a person is not sure if if he got the right things. Shemesh Shabbos Kol Chasa says that the way he got it, the problem seems like a little interesting thing to do. But if you mocked it to the person before Shabbos through someone else, then Shemesh Shabbos Kol Chasa says that's the way to do it, and you get out of more problems. Because the guy's been cleaning before Shabbos. Now, if the guy doesn't like it, it's his fault. It's his anyway. So, if you're in the position that you're sitting, by, you're sitting, you invite your guest into your house, and the guy gives you something which you absolutely have no use for whatsoever, and it's not going to be used, and you know for sure that if you accept this present, then you're not going to have Tzerech Mitzvah, Tzerech Shabbos, and it's going to be useless. It's going to be thrown in the garbage as soon as the guy leaves. So the Maria Sad says the way to take care of that is to be not to be kind of, just don't be kind of. The guy gave it to you, he's proud of himself to get you a gift, but the receiving end didn't take it. So this really gets to another whole shayla, which we don't have time for now, but another whole shayla.
Don't take it from a sin, not to be kind of.
The case he's talking about is a case where he used to give something to Rav. The minhag was to give a present to the Rav. So he says that the Rav wants to not, if the Rav wants to get out of these problems, it's just don't be kind of. Accept the gift, say thank you, but have in mind that I'm not being kind of until after Shabbos. So really, this falls into another whole shayla that the place the Achraim talk about is what is the problem of giving a gift? Who is the problem? Whose end is the problem? Is the problem giving the gift or the problem getting the gift? And obviously there are three options, and there are people who say each one. Either the guy's giving the gift, or the guy's giving the gift, or both, obviously. So this plan, this Mira said, is going with the Shiva Samakna that says the only problem of giving the gift is not the giving, it's the getting. So is the person being kind of? So that's why his plan works. The person gave it, so he says the person's being mafker. And then you have to be kind of. It's not kind of, so then take care of it after Shabbos, be kind of then. So this shayla, if the reason why it would be usher is because of the person giving, the person getting, there are rayas either way. But I say one raya, the halacha is a person has a new keli on Shabbos that was not tabled yet. So if he wants to be the chatchila and not tabled on Shabbos, so the mechaber says what he should do is he should give a present to a guy and then borrow back from the guy. So now the guy owns it, and you're borrowing this keli from the guy. So there's no problem with not mechayvin tefillah because the guy owns it. So the Mishbura says the reason why that's mutter is because that matana is letzerech Shabbos. It's for a mitzvah. So he says it's for a mitzvah. So I'm using it for Shabbos. No, it's a mitzvah, and that's why that matana is mutter. It sounds like if it would not be letzerech mitzvah, letzerech Shabbos, there would be aser. If the reason why it's usher because the guy can't accept it, he's a guy. So what's the problem? So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is going like many other achrayim that say the problem is mitzad the mason. If that would be the case, then the Maria Sad's pizza not being kind until after Shabbos would help for you, but you're not going to help the person who's giving it. So the bottom line is that you should buy something that the guy likes. And if you can't manage to do that, then the best thing is to be makhnitim before Shabbos. But if not, if you never get makhnitim before Shabbos, then many places can Kunim Shem Zaman say that you could be samech on the ram that says anytime there's no kinyan siddur happening, you're able to give the gift and enjoy your suda.
But that's so because
you like to give back the esrog. You like about the esrog, yeah. You like about the esrog, yeah. Yeah, so they say, you like to give it back because the guy might want to give it to someone else. Right before Shia, maybe not.
Nice, Maria Sad saves the nice and awesome stomach. Because then
says not.
Why? I was in kindness. It's the highest. You can give it.
Who's Mafka? It's a child. Not Mafka itself is a mutter. How do you turn this off?
Maybe this is a trigger about the